Watch was the theme for the first Sunday of Advent. Prepare was the theme for the second Sunday of Advent, and rejoice was the theme for the third Sunday of Advent. We remain still, silent, and stationary as we watch for the coming of Christ. We actively prepare for the coming of Christ by making a good confession. And having experienced the mercy of God in the sacrament of penance, we can already rejoice at the mystery of his nativity. Watch, prepare, rejoice. And now all of you are wondering, what verb are we going to reflect on for this fourth Sunday of Advent? To tell you the truth, this week's theme isn't as clear as the other 3 weeks. Watch, prepare, and rejoice were the obvious themes. They were just jumping out of the sacred scriptures. Anybody in homiletics 101 could have predicted that watch, prepare, and rejoice would have been the focus of these sermons. The theme for the fourth Sunday is a little more subtle. For this fourth and last Sunday of Advent, I propose that we reflect on the verb behold. Kind of surprising, isn't it? But the verb behold was used not less than 3 times in today's Gospel from St. Luke. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary defines behold as to gaze upon. It's a beautiful definition. To gaze upon. It says it means to fix our eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care. The origin of behold is Old English, behalden, from by meaning thoroughly, and halden meaning to hold. And so beholden means to hold thoroughly in your eyes, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. And when it's used in the imperative, like it is in today's gospel, behold, you will conceive a son, or behold, the handmaid of the Lord, it's meant to draw our attention. You probably noticed that Isaiah, our Advent prophet, uses the word behold a lot. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. Behold, our God will come and he will save us. Behold, our God to whom we look to save us. Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare your way. And who is that messenger? St. John the Baptist. And when St. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him for the first time, what does St. John the Baptist say? Yep, you guessed it. Behold, the Lamb of God. In the liturgy of the church, we use this phrase at every single Mass. Ecce, Agnus Dei. Ecce, behold. The Lamb of God. Fix your eyes on the Lamb of God. Gaze upon the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You probably also know that Holy Mother Church uses this important word a lot on Good Friday. Pilate uses it twice, doesn't he? Pilate says, behold the man. And then later, he says, behold your king. Jesus uses it twice too, doesn't he? He says, woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. And the church in reply, not long after, responds over and over again, behold the wood of the cross. You see, behold is a pretty important verb in the Bible. In my New American Bible, it's used 122 times. It's that important. Behold. So having watched for the coming of Christ, having actively prepared for the coming of Christ by making a good confession, and having rejoiced at his coming and the mystery of his mercy, what is there left to do? Behold. To gaze upon, to fix your eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care, to hold in your eyes thoroughly the holy ones in the manger. Behold Mary, your mother. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Behold Joseph, guarding and protecting. Behold the shepherds who adore the newborn king. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold our King that comes to save us, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And behold those angels who say, behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For tomorrow, in the city of David, a Savior will be born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And so come and behold him, born the King of Angels.